Hello.
Hi, this is Whitney calling you back with XPL Logistics. How may I help you?
Hi, what did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
It's Whitney.
Hi, my name is John. I have an order number for you.
One moment, please.
Hello?
One moment, please.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hey, Vinny, you busy?
Oh, what's up? All right, bud, I'm in Vinny. I had six stops today, and tomorrow I only had an Augusta water line and one dishwasher, and then basically going down to Salem. I've had two fall off, so I only got four dishwashers. My question is, do you think I should go to Augusta and try to do them two and do the four I got today and just go home and then try to work tomorrow, you know, with the things? Because I literally only have three out of Salem tomorrow. I mean, it's kind of stupid to stay up. I'm going to be done with these four in a couple of hours.
One moment, please.
Yeah, but I'm like sitting at Portland now, you know. I mean, I'm sure if I was going to pick it up first thing in the morning, it's probably there already.
Well, I would think that it might be showing up today.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Augusta. So you'd need to speak to somebody in Augusta.
Okay, sir, what's your order number, please?
It is 0707. Charlie Bravo 49.
How would I get a hold of them? How would I get a hold of Augusta?
Please.
What time is it now? And they won't get a hold of them until after 10.
Okay, so.
One moment, please.
And then, yep. Are all your stops around Portland today?
Yeah, I got a Gorham, Saco, Kennebunk, and Cape Natick.
I would try to get those done, and then, I'll look at your, if you can send me a picture of which one your order is, I'll see if it's been, see if I call the DEC, see when they shipped it to them.
Yeah, because if I could, even if I went, left Cape Medic and zipped up there to the store after that and did those two and just went home, maybe then I could do something, you know, do the three Salems and maybe help some guys tomorrow or whatever. I just don't think, if Ryan or you guys think I should stay up here and just do what I'm doing, I'll do that, but I think maybe it wouldn't be, it would be
able to. We'll get jobs and we'll see product availability. If the product's not available until tomorrow, then you have to stay anyway.
Okay, I'm going to send you a picture of tomorrow's manifest and you can check on that, and I'll just do these four real quick. And I'll
okay, what's the customer's first and last name and address, please,
right,
sir?
It's Cindy Hirsch at 108 Eastern Promenade, Apartment 1, Portland, Maine.
Okay, and how can I help you, sir?
So there was no product at the Best Buy store for us to pick up, and the customer does not have it either. So.
Okay, so the customer has not. No, what, sir? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The customer does not have the product, and the store does not either, so it could be on back order or not delivered yet.
And your name is John?
Correct.
Have you called the customer to let them know you won't be coming out today?
Yeah, we have. We called the customer to see if she had the product, and she said she didn't.
And then we'll just need to get the power shut off to that. Yes, ma'am. We can help you if you don't need, if you don't want to do it or whatever, but if you can clear out
182.
All right, we're on our way. We'll see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, John, I did go ahead and notate the account, and I put it off the routes for today. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That is it. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling in to XPL Logistics. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye-bye for now.